Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline where the clouds are dark and gray, and we are all preparing for Christmas. It's a great time to be alive, a great time to be an American, and we've got a lot to talk about. So let's just kind of like get right with it. I noticed on the talk shows yesterday that on 60 Minutes we had a broadcast with our little friend Susan Rice, where she said the Benghazi scandal is not a scandal, but that it is, well, essentially she said it was the same thing, you know, that President Obama was calling it, you know, phony scandal. And she went on to say that, you know, Hillary Clinton was so busy with doing things that she certainly didn't have time to spend any time, you know, going on the talk shows herself. Quite honestly, it just seems so ridiculous to me. I mean, I just don't get that. And I can't imagine that there are people that will buy that story, just period. I just don't see it. Now, Susan Rice, I keep saying Donna Rice. Here's the thing. Susan Rice, of course, went on. She was told to go on. She did what, you know, she did what she was told, talking in all five of those shows, talking about, you know, that it was that video that did it. And it wasn't, and they knew it. On the day of the attack, at noon Benghazi time, Chris Stevens sent an email to the State Department saying that there was not enough security, that he was worried, and 5 hours later, he calls his deputy and says, "We are under attack." Now, what happened at the White House from that time forward, if you ask me, is the key to President Obama's presidency. If he used that time to concoct a story as a cover-up, quite frankly, what I believe he did, he is unfit to be president of the United States, period. He has no business being commander-in-chief if his first duty as commander-in-chief is to not take care of Americans in harm's way, especially when it rises to the level of an ambassador. Did 30 years earlier that we lost an ambassador with Carter, and now we lost another one, and instead of doing whatever he could to save the people who remained in harm's way, he was busy saving his ass. And that is the truth. Nobody wants to admit that. You won't find the news sources telling us about this. This memo that came out this email that came out from Chris Stevens that has just been made public, because you know all of this nonsense about being the most transparent president in American history is just that nonsense. It's taken literally acts of Congress to get to the truth of these things, and they're just still coming out, just dribbling out, and for good reason. If you think about it from Barack Obama's perspective, he didn't want this to come out. He doesn't want any of it to come out. He has to hide, stonewall, deceive, manipulate. My guess is he was thrilled with all of this stuff with Phil Robertson and the Duck Dynasty and Americans being consumed with put Duck Dynasty back, put Phil back on, and put things to buy back into Cracker Barrel and all of the stuff about this that just doesn't mean much of anything. Benghazi does. The President of the United States took an oath of office saying that he would defend and protect. When our consulate, which is American soil, even though it's in Libya, was attacked, that was an attack upon the United States of America, and instead of doing his job, he looked for a way to run for cover. The next morning, flying out to Las Vegas so he could party with Beyonce and Jay-Z. What kind of man would do this? 2 minutes? Susan Wife told Leslie Stahl that this is just a false controversy. And the people who gave testimony about this and about the NSA, when it was demonstrated that they were lying, she said, well, they just gave false statements. So if your teenager comes home and says, well, I was at the movies, he said, well, someone saw you at a bar. And they just start mumbling. I said, you're lying to me, son. No, Dad, I just gave you a false statement, a distinction without a difference. These are the things that are making it so hard for Americans to stomach what is happening. Now, there are millions that are really just tired of the whole Benghazi deal. But this is the place where there is clear dereliction of duty and the truth has not come out. What do you think about this, Richard? By the way, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, but I'm telling you, I just heard on the radio there's going to be some real problems at Christmas. Santa had to put two of his reindeer on part-time, and Rudolph has an infection, but he can't cover his deductible. So I don't know what they're going to do. Is the one thing that
Obamacare isn't going to take care of them, huh? That's okay.
No, and they said because Santa's so fat, he can't even make the bronze plan. Oh boy, I'm telling you, it's rough out there.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking. In the summer, in an effort to keep Obamacare from becoming, reality, the conservatives in the House of Representatives and Ted Cruz in the Senate, you know, put up such a stink that they made themselves persona non grata to the American people. They were right.
Yeah.
They were wrong because they were, you know, they were just portrayed as standing in the way. So what happened? You know, once Obamacare hit, and it wasn't just the website, but, you know, the website plus everything else, Obama's numbers have taken a nosedive in his popularity on Real Clear Politics now is, I just looked at it today, his approvals are 42%, and his disapproval is 54%. So that's essentially, it's 11.8% gap. That's a big gap. A lot. And
could be higher.
Yeah. And these are things that are, you know, that are making him more vulnerable than he once was. Now,
do you know where he is right now?
In Hawaii.
Playing golf. Second round.
This is the second time? Good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't care if he plays golf in Hawaii, you know, during Christmas time. That, you know, that doesn't really bother me at all. What does bother me is the night of the Benghazi attack, he is AWOL, and he's the commander-in-chief. There was a stand-down order. We don't know where it came from. We don't know what Obama was doing. He's never addressed this. Hillary Clinton has testified. What difference at this point does it make? Susan Rice got on those talk shows, and she was on 60 Minutes yesterday and said that this is a, you know, that this is a non-starter. It's a phony controversy. Obama called it a phony scandal. So did Jay Carney. This is clearly not true. There are things here. And if the American people become aware of exactly what happened, if we can figure it out, his popularity will drop to the teens. And that might force him to resign. This is the issue. I think more than the IRS scandal, more than the NSA, more than anything else, not just because we had an ambassador murdered and because, instead of trying to figure out ways to rescue these people, they were spending their time huddled trying to find ways to hide the truth and to cover their asses. That is what they were doing. That is who we have as our commander-in-chief. That is our president of the United States. A poltroon.
Okay, we have the IRS, we have the NSA, and we have the CYA.
Yes, we have the NSA, the IRS, and the CYA. Now, I'll tell you what, the CYA is in full operation, and not just about, you know, Obamacare. Now,
well,
I mean, I get it. I get it why people are upset about Obamacare, because they see the sticker shock, and that's personal. That comes into their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the employer part hits and they see what it is, it'll be all over. Now, they've kind of gerrymandered that to where they won't find out until after the 2014 election. And really, that's all that Obama wants. He wants to keep the Senate. He's not going to get the House back, but he wants to keep the Senate. If he loses both, then his last 2 years are going to be absolutely miserable. Now, you know, the guy has aged badly in these 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he actually looks old enough now where he does look presidential. When he first got into office, he looked like a kid. Now he looks like a seasoned, middle-aged man because of the stress. It does that to all of them. It does that to every president. For each year that they're in there, it probably ages them 5 or 6. Now, I mean, I get that, but that goes with the turf. He ran for office. He ran for re-election. What I want to know is this. Why are we having such a hard time getting the complete truth about what happened in Benghazi? Why is the Freedom of Information Act not in, you know, why are things not just completely open? And why would the major news sources, you know, run stories that are just trivial? I guess it was either Thursday or Friday that, you know, that the email that Chris Stevens, our ambassador, wrote at noontime in Libya, 5 hours before the bullets were flying, in which he said, we need help. This is unstable. This is, you know, this is not something that is going, that's working very well. And, I mean, it was essentially a call for help before the 5 o'clock one, you know, which was like there were bullets flying, and then calling his deputy and saying, we are under attack, and the deputy going into full mode to do whatever he can, which is his job, to try and take care of them. And, you know, since he testifies about the truth, you know, he's been sitting behind a desk in the State Department doing nothing. It's his punishment for telling the truth. Why is this? Why is it okay that President Obama and his minions can use the power of the federal government to hide things and get away with it? And why is it that the press won't demand the truth? Why is it?
They're all in bed together.
Well, I you know, I think that there's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, I know that the progressives and the mainstream media desperately want President Obama to be a success and for the first black president to be someone that, you know, that they can carve a statue on Mount Rushmore and say he was one of our great ones. But he's not.
No, that ship sailed.
Yes. To keep asking him at press conferences and Jay Carney at press conferences and Susan Rice, all of these questions, and Hillary Clinton, I don't know why. They never told the truth. And yet, you know, they, you know, it's like the words that come out of their mouth are very important. How many times should you be caught? How many times, if you're caught in a lie, does it require for you to just be called a liar?
Mm.
I mean, it's just, I mean, when you're talking about somebody, you know, if somebody that, you know, if somebody says to you, oh, well, you can't believe anything he says, he's just a liar. Well, I've heard that 1,000 times in my life, haven't you?
Yeah.
When that happens, it means, well, you know, you can't have a lot of confidence in what that person is saying.
Right.
How many times does Obama have to be caught in a lie before it's just
straightforward. He's a liar. How many times? You know, this Susan Rice, she's a pretty lady, and she's pleasant, and she's very articulate, but she does not have the credential to be the National Security Advisor, and certainly not the credential to have been the Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton's not my favorite person, but she definitely had the credential to be Secretary of State. She was a senator. You know, she'd done, you know, many important things. She, even John Kerry has the credentials for that. Susan Rice doesn't. What she is a little sycophant for Barack Obama, who's a narcissist. What do narcissists need? People that fawn over them. That's what she did. Oh, yes, Barack, you're exactly right about that. So he says something, and she just amens it, as does Jay Carney and some of the rest of these people that work for him. And there isn't anybody that really has the clout to stand there and say, you're wrong. Now, I think that John Kerry has tried a couple of times. He's certainly not my favorite, and he's a liar, too. I mean, that goes all the way back to when he ran for president. And, you know, and talking about his great war record in Vietnam, and the swift boat captains all said he was a flake. Senator from Massachusetts. Poor. So is his buddy Teddy Kennedy. And so is this one now, Elizabeth Warren. Who's mad about something now. I guess she's, you know, an Indian on the warpath.
Yeah.
It's terrible. At any rate, these are troubling things and troubling times when there are millions of working American people, solid citizens, absolutely positively know that our leader is deeply deceitful and you can't trust him. That is a major problem.
Will I get him on Rushmore? Probably not, huh?
No, I'm thinking that he is not Mount Rushmore material. And quite honestly, what's even worse is he's arrogated all of these powers to the presidency, and he just does whatever he wants, regardless if it's law or not. He chooses the laws that he wants to enforce, and not the ones that he doesn't want to enforce. That's not what the president's supposed to do. But by so doing, the next president may be a whole lot more competent. Let's hope so.
Yes,
and more
please.
Conservative. Oh, I want to tell you something. These liberal news outlets are going to be coming off the wall saying, that's not in the scope of authority for the president to do that. Well, when Barack Obama started doing it, you didn't say a word.
Why?
Did you? And they didn't. It happened.
Uh-huh.
In the New York Times, they ran an article about Gloria Allred-Detta, the email that just has become public from Chris Stevens. Now, this Gloria Allred is just, you know, this lawyer that just always goes to celebrities and to represent them. She just likes being out there in the limelight and make a lot of money. Okay, you know, but she's a flake. She's She's a non-starter. She's not important. Chris Stevens talking about the security problems in Benghazi at noon before bullets started flying 5 hours later is important. It should be important to every news outlet in the world. And so where did it come out? Fox News and a couple others. They want to bury things. They want to do everything they can to make Barack Obama look good, and he can't look good because he's not good. In one sense, because I don't like what he does. I'm thrilled that he's so incompetent.
You remember what Mom used to say, Jack? You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Yes, that was one of her favorites. I have not heard that one in a while, but I do remember that
yeah.
My mother did that, and that was like a big, big, big deal.
Yeah.
So here we go. And Benghazi is a year and a quarter old. Still no less than probably 15% of what's needed to know. But this is the issue. This is the issue that has the power and the strength to undo Obama, because he didn't do his job. He swore an oath to defend and protect. Dead. He was busy concocting a story to cover himself because of what they had not done right. And there is so much there. You know, there are people that
before the election, too, right? So that he needed to cover this up because
absolutely
have sunk him.
Well, the election was 2 months later, and you know they had this immediately this cock and bull story, and you know this whole thing about. You know, well, this is a phony scandal. I mean, if it was phony, why didn't they tell the truth? And why did they concoct this story? Why did the memos from the CIA that said exactly what was happening, why did they change those 12 times? Why did they take out everything that said jihadist, Muslim, terrorist, planned operation. They took out all of that stuff because they didn't want people to know. Anyway, that's, those are the things that are happening, and we'll just kind of leave that there, but we are going to continue with this no matter what. And, it's going to be a good Christmas, and, you know, this is the time of year when people, you know, have good cheer and goodwill. And, you know, our good cheer and our goodwill is that the football season has all the bowl games, and the Patriots blew out the Ravens yesterday, which was a wonderful, wonderful day. So with that, let me just say Merry Christmas, Richard. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Good night, everybody.